Unit 1, Exercise 17A. Listen to 8 conversations, decide which of them sound formal or informal, write F for formal and I for informal.
She opened the door to find a broad-shouldered man with a big, fair mustache and a cheerful red face standing on the mat. His glance, a quick one, took her in as he asked in a pleasant voice, "Are you Mrs. Beresford?" "Yes." "My name's Grant. I'm a friend of Lord East Hampton's. He suggested I should look you and your husband up." "Oh, how nice. Do come in." When they got back to the house, Mrs. Murray was still in the lab. "This is Calvin O'Keefe, Mother. Is there enough for him, too? It smells super." "Hello, Calvin. Nice to meet you. We aren't having anything but stew tonight, but it's a good thick one." "Sounds wonderful to me. May I use your phone so my mother'll know where I am?" He saw that the two persons who were to make the four had already arrived. They were Prince Ali and his secretary. Ashenden was astounded. "Allow me to introduce Mr. Ashenden to your highness," said the baroness, speaking in her fluent French. Ashenden bowed and took the proffered hand. The prince gave him a quick look, but did not speak. "I am delighted to make your acquaintance, Mr. Ashenden," said the prince's secretary, warmly shaking his hand. "Yes, this is Sheila O'Connor, Joan. This is my wife, Sheila." "Hello, miss." "Hello, Sheila." "Evening, Maureen. I don't think you know my wife. Joan, this is Maureen. It's very nice meeting, Joan." "Hello, James." Seal Font extended his hand to Matlock. "Mr. Loring, may I present you, Dr. Matlock? How do you do?" "We've met before, haven't we?" "Hi, baby. I don't believe we've met." "Oh, don't you remember me? I'm the guy who sat beside you on the bus out of Kansas City." "I still say we haven't met. My name's Beau. What's yours? I see you brought your suitcase in." "Judge Applegarth, may I present Miss McCutcheon? An honor." "How do you do, Judge?" "Miss McCutcheon's the new teacher at school." "We are honored to have you. The children, the parents, and the rest of us." "Introduce me to your friend." "That's Mario. He lives upstairs."